truck on Liberty Street. On Liberty Street. Daddy's on the front porch playing his guitar.
I feel like I know that street. The song is Liberty Street from the band Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today on the Larry Mueller Show, and our next guest is Greg Cheech Hall from the band Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball. He's owner and organizer of Cheech's D's Fest and D's Productions. And the Cheech's D's Fest is coming up in July in La Crosse. And if you've ever been to a multi-day music festival, then you know. There is something about strangers coming together with one thing in common, the music that they love. And nobody leaves strangers when it's all as strangers when it's all said and done. So have you had a unique music festival experience? And do you have your favorite La Crosse musicians as we spend the next hour featuring music from La Crosse? And we'll start with our guest, Greg Hall. You can join our conversation, 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email talk at WPR.org. Greg, welcome to the Larry Mueller Show.
Hey, happy to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I've enjoyed listening to your music. Tell us a little bit about Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball.
Well, as a band, I formed about, 10, 12 years ago. Mostly songs that I wrote, and more like a kind of like an outlaw country, Americana, blues, folk, rock. I'm not really sure what genre you would put me in, because I played in so many different kinds of bands, and I got a lot of country sound and stuff, so I guess you could call it that.
Well, how important is La Crosse and the La Crosse music scene to your music?
Well, it's a huge part of it. I mean, I grew up here. I mean, as you just heard, Liberty Street, that's about a town on La Crosse. My community has been so supportive of D's Productions and Cheech's D's Fest right from the start. I mean, I couldn't do it without my local community. And that's whereas the idea for Cheech's D's Fest, we have an unbelievable amount of talented people right here in the Driftless. Mm. More than enough to do 10 music festivals. So this will be our sixth year. And every year I try to mix it up and keep, I get some regional bands here and there, but I really try to keep most of the focus on the musicians right here in La Crosse County. And then, other, branches off that, but all Midwest every year,
Sure. So. And D's Fest runs July 24th through the 26th. It's held at the Bluebird Campground in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And we'll put a link up to the website at WPR.org/Larry at the end of the show today so you can find it easily. What do you have for those in store who are on hand this summer, Greg?
We got Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball, the Smoking Bandits, another La Crosse band that I've been in for 20 years. My friend Javier Trejo, a virtuoso guitar player out of Minneapolis. We had him do the late night set last year, just solo doing the loop thing. And he was blowing people's minds. But this year he's bringing his band Cabala Cosmico with him. Just a A-list group of guys from Minneapolis. The Pistol Whip and Party Penguins, a big bluegrass band from Minnesota. They've been around for 25 years, maybe. Iron Still, Joe and Vicky Price, Wise Jennings, Knee High July, Alexander Green, Toaster Ghost, Lavender Project, my son's band, which is pretty cool.
What?
The La Crosse Confluence. It is a band of high school kids from Logan and Central, and their music directors and, choir directors, they bring them in, and they have this awesome, huge band with like a horn section and backup singers and so many talented kids.
Well, this is
worth looking forward to that. And it's cool for me, like coming full circle and having my son, he's playing bass, and I just couldn't be more proud of my son, Shay.
How very
and
cool.
All those kids, it's really cool. Derek Robnerace, Luke Callen, Kit Mayer in the pack, Allison Sky, Dimitri Rallis and his wife, Annie Frazier. They're from Minneapolis. They're monster musicians. Don Harvey Duel, Ryan Hannafol, and Sammy Allen, Luke and Cheech Show, Under Pair of Skies, Fame and Trip, probably a couple I'm not mentioning.
What is it? I gotta ask, because that is a litany of guests.
Obviously Tug, my big Thursday night headliner. Just a lot of good people, a lot of diversity with genres and you name it. I mean, we got it all covered. Blues, bluegrass, country, funk, rock, singer songwriter, folk, you know, a little bit of everything.
Greg, what does it take to put something like this together?
A very serious commitment to overworked and underpaid. And doing it just for the, you have to just kind of have the love of it. And a community, you know, I mean, my crew of people, every year it gets a little bit easier because everybody's just so into it. And my volunteers are amazing. Just the community support is just overwhelmingly beautiful, you know, and,
yes.
Me being, you know, and I've been making improvements in my life. I've, you know, put down the bottle and all that stuff years ago. So like really rebuilding myself and the reputation that goes along with it. And it's not an, you know, it's a hard thing to, it takes a while, you know, but I feel like we're on the right track and every year is growing bigger and getting bigger and better. And that's the goal.
Yes, it's 3 days, July 24th through 26th, the Bluebird Campground, in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And Greg, you mentioned that your kid's playing at this one. He's playing bass with La Crosse Confluence. It's the festival's billed as a family music festival. It's family friendly. So what does that mean for families who will be there?
Well, there's plenty of stuff. There's a big, and my friends, Matt and Melissa, they own Bluebird. And I grew up in that valley. In fact, my family has lived in that valley since 1867. And my great grandmother and her sisters used to go around and play fiddle and cello throughout that valley to all the people that lived there. So I put on little concerts. So the ancestral vibe is huge there. So that, and then, but Matt, my friends Matt and Melissa, they have redone the campground. Everything is great. The pool is super big and clean and plenty of jungle gym stuff. It's all brand new for the kids and there's a sand. I mean, it's a family-friendly atmosphere, you know. It's just a beautiful little spot out in the middle, the heart of the Driftless. I mean, it's like a hidden gem. Mm. All my friends that will come from out of town are just blown away. But wow, this little place. You know, out in the middle of nowhere, all of a sudden there's just this beautiful little campground, you know, so.
Greg Cheech Hall is our guest. He is the organizer of Cheech's D's Fest, July 24th through 26th in La Crosse, as we spend the hour taking a look at the La Crosse local music scene and some of the bands that should be on the radio. We are going to hear from Toaster Ghost, one of the bands playing at D's Fest this year, in the next half hour. But I also want to ask you about Smokin' Bandits and the old Bandit County Fair and how that ties into the D's Fest today, Greg.
Well, you know, Chubba, you know, Christian Staley, he's one of my best longtime friends, and he's actually my son's uncle. So we're kind of related, but at any rate, but no, you know, he kind of set that bar pretty high and what he accomplished in the Bandit County Fair, very, very similar workings to Cheech's D's Fest. I mean, a lot of the same bands even, but really having that regional Midwest band theme, because it's all family. We all help each other out, you know. So I mean, everybody does each other favors, and then he's been an intricate part of helping me, you know. I bouncing off ideas. Tim Lochner, the guys out at Driftless Music Gardens too, he was a huge help, you know. All our friends just asking advice. Hey, did this work? No, don't do that. Hey, how'd this band do? They were good, you know. And it's just I'm lucky to have such a good network of musicians and promoters, and we all want each other to succeed. There's no competition, really. I mean, there's always a few bad apples.
You know, it's a music festival.
You know? When you're trying to do something successful, people don't like it sometimes, and that's fine. You know, but
it's part of the music festival experience. But at the end of the day, you know, that experience
just being
is
a musician in general.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
which, by the way, should tell you, our own WPR's Maureen McCollum says hello. I told her what I had in store for today's show, and she knows you quite well, Greg.
Yeah, I was in her wedding. You know. Yeah, I've been friends with her forever, but me and her husband, Paulie, have been friends.
Talk about
music with him. I think he was in my first band when I was a youngster, and he's a monster. Nobody's the funny quick story. The People Brothers band, they need a guitar player, and they call me, and I go, call Paulie. He's the best guitar player in the world, and he lives in Madison. And they didn't quite know him. And then like a few months later, they're like, hey, you're right. He is the best guitar player in the world.
And he's playing with he's playing with the People's Brother band all summer. Greg, I want to hear a little something more from Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball. And this one is from your live album that was recorded at First Avenue.
Yeah, yeah.
16 weeks out on the road, this old boy's had enough. I miss my friends and family and the rivers and the bluffs. I'm going home.
Greg, I want to ask you about the live music experience and what you get out of it as a musician.
Well, for me, you know, it's a release, you know, there's just something about the camaraderie of a band. And, when you can really lock into that flow and be present, there's really nothing like it, you know? Cause like, when you got a good vibe and the crowd is jamming and you and your friends are just in that flow where you can't even hit a wrong note if you tried. I mean, you don't get that at every gig, you know. It'd be nice if you did, just realistic. But when it does, man, you know, I feel worlds lighter.
And how important is the audience, the crowd, and their vibe to yours on stage?
It's all connected, man, because there's times, you know, where bands, you know, I mean, I'm guilty of this too. Some you got other stuff going on in your life and you're not quite there.
Yeah.
You got to really try to push all that stuff aside and find that presence. And so, sometimes it's hard to do, but once you do and you know it and you can change your tune, it just changes everything, you know? So attitude really depends on a lot of it. And when you're grinding on the road, you know, any musician knows sometimes it's tough, as any job or whatever, you know, but
has it gotten tougher?
Me, especially now being trying to live healthy, like that's the drug. That's it, you know.
That's the high.
I'm just searching for that.
Yeah.
You know, it just makes you work a little harder and you know, yeah.
Greg Hall, our guest, D's Fest, he's organizing it, putting it together with his friends and fellow volunteers, July 24th through the 26th at the Blue Bird Campground in La Crosse. Do you still need volunteers? What are you going to need to make this thing happen at the end of the July, Greg?
Yeah, we could use a couple volunteers, I'm sure. Just check out the website, greghallmusic.com, greghallmusic.com, or Google Cheech's D's Fest. And there's information on there, the contact and stuff, my email and whatnot.
Has it gotten harder to be a live band, to hit the road? I keep hearing that it just, even for some of the bigger bands, that it's not cost feasible to make even a quick tour around, you know, around. And maybe that underscores how important the local music scene is.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't agree more with that. I'm like going out on the road. I mean, it's not what it used to be. I don't know. For me, it's like all my fans, we're all in our 40s and have kids. So
right.
Trying to tap into the younger crowd, being forced to do some of that social media and tick, that stuff that just does not at all feel natural to some of my friends and myself. But I just went to a seminar down in Iowa at the Midwest Country Music Organizational award show. They had a seminar and this guy came and talked about, but you have to, you kind of, I even hired somebody to kind of take that stuff over. But yeah, I mean, it's all about finding like-minded people, finding a band that play that's big in Minneapolis. Cause it's pointless to go to some place that nobody knows who you are, you know, all the promotion. And then like, you've got to spend as much on promotion as you do your music and your product, you know? Yeah. And it's tough. That's a lot of money.
So how important does that make the local music scene and what's taking place in La Crosse?
For me, it's super important because, you know, I've made a name for myself here and I can play some solo gigs, you know, and make a decent little living. And then, so for me, and it's very important, you know, and then go out on the road and do the thing, but you always have a nice comfy spot to come back to, you know, in sure. your community. And I'm super grateful for that, you know, and, all these relationships that I've built over the years, it's great, you know.
It's crazy to me that you talk about how your family dates back to the 1860s in the area where you still play music today, and that your great grandfather and great uncle were playing around, and there's this ancestor vibe there. And then you talk about your kid playing at the D's Fest this summer. And what do you tell your kid about being a musician and playing music around, and the struggles that, and how tough it is, and how rewarding it can be?
Well, Shay, my oldest, you know, he's seen me go through all these different stages, and he heard me complain, and he's seen me at my best and my worst. You know, so he knows. I mean, even to say, but hey, just to let you know, it's not that it might have having a plan B isn't, you know, trying to make it as a musician strictly is a lot of work. And it's taken me 20 some years to get to where it's working. Mm. The bills are getting paid, but it's a nonstop. So, you know, cause people would be like, oh, well, you don't have anything to do during the week. You just play on the weekends. It's like, yeah. If it were that, if I had a manager and a booking agent and a promoter and a nanny and this and that and the other thing, of course it would be.
But then wouldn't have any money.
But the behind the scenes stuff, the promoting, that's work. I mean, there's a lot more that goes into booking just one big tribute show or release party than anybody really knows, unless they've done it themselves. But you just learn how to what works and what doesn't. You just got to roll with the punches or find a different job. Well, do that.
That's the takeaway like from me, Greg, is that you
freedom is a lot of work, man.
Yeah, as much of a struggle as it can be, you still find it way as well worth it, and the benefits outweigh the challenges.
Quite honestly, I've got just so much time and invested into it now. I ain't giving up now. You know, I have friends, you know, that are been in it for like a native buddy, Billy Miller. I mean, he's a Grammy winning artist. He's still, you know, just shucking and jiving, just like the rest. Just keep doing anything else would be a lie, you know? Mm. So just keep doing what you're doing. And that was always his advice. Just keep playing music and trying different stuff, you know?
What's Greg Hall looking forward to at D's Fest this summer?
In a weird way, when the last band is over. No. I'm looking forward to it's really fun for me to sit in the heart of it all and just watch all these people having fun and the kids having fun and family, you know, nobody's getting crazy. Nobody's getting out of hand. Everybody's super cool. We're all about the same goal to keep this beautiful thing alive and well. And, you know, and the smiles on people's faces and the gratitude that I get from people too. That's to me, that's the most important thing. And providing a cool thing for my friends to play at, because it's hard to get into some of these festivals. It really is. If you don't know it's tough. So I'm glad that I can show or give these my fellow local musicians. This is our thing. You know, it's hard, you know, and trying to keep the ticket price low so a family can afford to come out. You know, because I've seen the price tags on these bigger festivals. For one of their tickets, you could bring your whole family to D's Fest.
Sure, and sure.
Frankly, I think the musician quality ain't the only difference between some of us is more people know who we are than others. To me, that's the only difference. We're all good.
We've sort of been talking around it a little bit, but I want you to directly address it. How important it is to go out and see and support live music.
Than ever, and buy merch, you know, don't look it up on Spotify. If you really want to help a band out, go pay their ticket. I get bombarded by guest list requests sometimes. Like, come on, pay the $10, you know, pay the cover, buy the merch, support the band, you know, and have fun doing it. Cause it takes, we're, you know, as any musician knows, it's a lot of work to to bring this product, get it out in the open, you know. So
hey, the next band that we'll be talking to here today on the Larry Mueller Show is Toaster Ghost, which is also one of the bands on your lineup for this summer's Deez Fest, July 24th through 26th. What can you tell us about this band, Greg?
They're awesome. I've been trying to get them the last few years. Corey, their drummer, actually used to play in Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball.
Huh.
And I just like their style, and they kind of do their own thing, and they're very different from the usual bands that we get out there, and they got their own thing going, and that's what I like about it. And the musicianship is good, and I know they practice every week, and they do it for the right reasons, and they're good people, and I just want to support, because mainly I really try to support the people out there writing their own stuff. You know, I don't really have any cover bands,
sure.
Not that I'm against that or covers, because I make a living off that, but when it comes to my festival, I want to support the people out there making music that have an album out, you know. So just trying to keep that same theme, you know.
Hard to ignore how interconnected all these bands are, how the music scene is able to sustain itself in the community of La Crosse, and how timeless it is and how far it goes back to the land where you are today. Greg Hall, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I hope I didn't babble too much. I had a lot of coffee this morning.
You are a much welcome guest, and we're looking forward to Cheech's Deez Fest this summer. We'll put a link up. We'll find the link on our website, wpr.org/Larry, if you can't wait. GregHallMusic.com. That's G-R-E-G-G HallMusic.com. And by way of full disclosure, Cheech's Deez Fest is one of Wisconsin Public Radio's many business sponsors. As mentioned, we were talking before about Toaster Ghost. They join us next, but before we go, a little more from Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball. This song is Glow. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today, and you're listening to The Larry Mueller Show.
She's the only one for me. The only